This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Like the past several nights, protests in Dallas over the death of George Floyd ended last night with police and protesters clashing. KERA's Hadi Mawagdi reports.
That's the sound of a young black woman laying on the ground as police pulled her hands behind her back and used zip ties to handcuff her. Hundreds of protesters had marched peacefully onto the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, but they found themselves surrounded by police, who ordered them to lie down and shot smoke bombs at them, even after many were kneeling. The demonstration was organized by a coalition of activist groups, but it was spearheaded by the Next Generation Action Network. The protest started at the Dallas Police Headquarters, but moved to the Frank Crowley Courthouse, just outside the area of the city under curfew. At the courthouse, protesters took turns at the mic. Brandon Reed told the crowd he loved them, but he also asked them to be smart.
Don't put yourselves in harm's way because y'all still have loved ones to go home to. You still have a voice that needs to be heard. So do it peacefully. Do it strategically. But don't forget to do it with love.
Soon after the speeches, the march began, and the route appeared to be planned. Police watched as people passed them, chanting. But once protesters were on the bridge, police stepped in and shut things down. Many people were detained, but late Monday night, it wasn't clear if they'd been given tickets, and some of the people were being released. Next Generation says they'll protest every day until policing is better in all of North Texas. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.
The first night of a citywide curfew in Fort Worth ended a few minutes ago. The city decided to join Dallas, Denton, and other U.S. cities in setting a curfew after a Sunday night standoff with protesters that ended with police using tear gas.
It's a difficult decision to make as we have just begun reopening businesses after the many restrictions from COVID. However, we must prioritize the safety and the health of our community.
Mayor Betsy Price said the 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew in Fort Worth will last for 72 hours.